your mouth now that you have the facts on your side. Take a moment to reflect where you're from. Let reason guide you. See all tracks lead you out from the dark. See all tracks lead you out to the stars.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program of Public Affairs show here on KDNK. My name is Steve Mills, and I am the co-leader and co-founder of Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. Today, we're very excited to launch our monthly program called Dimensions in Diversity, geared towards LGBTQ youth in our valley. Every month, we will bring in local, state, or national nonprofits to speak about resources for youth and their families. We'll also highlight the successes, challenges, and stigmas facing queer youth today. After today's program, Dimensions in Diversity will broadcast every first Monday of the month at 4 p.m. on KDNK. In-kind support for this program comes from Gay for Good Rocky Mountains and is sponsored by Aspen Out. On today's program, we are joined in the studio with Sherry Smith and Tracy Altmaier of PFLAG of the Roaring Fork Valley. PFLAG's mission is to build on a foundation of loving families, united with LGBTQ people, and allies who support one another and to educate communities. We'll be discussing how they can be leveraged as a resource for students and families and friends here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Thanks for joining us today, Sherry and Tracy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit more about PFLAG.
PFLAG is a national organization uniting parents, friends, and allies with people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. There are many PFLAG chapters across the country. We are called the Roaring Fork Valley PFLAG and were established in August 2017.
Yeah, that's probably the largest national organization. I think there's over 400 chapters around. So it's been in existence since 1972. So it's not anything new. It's just new to the Valley.
That's great to hear. So how often do you guys meet and where do you guys meet?
We meet every third Wednesday from 6 to 7. We've been meeting at the St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Basalt. We're trying to extend to other venues. We've met, we just had a barbecue at Crown Mountain Park a couple weeks ago.
One of the things that we've really come to be able to conclude is that our kids have great ideas. And since the organization is really intended to support our youth and support our kids, we opened one of our last meetings up to the kids and said, hey, what do you think is going to bring more people to the meetings? And how can we outreach to more of the youth in the Valley? And one of the members said, I think, you know, we're all here because our parents are all connected. They all have Facebook. I'm just now really coming under the understanding that Facebook is for old people. And so Facebook is not the tool that should be used to reach out. So they really wanted to set up some sort of remind or set up some kind of communication, especially for the kids that they don't have the parents that are fully supporting them. And so one of the other youth really came up with the idea of a community barbecue, actually modeling what Gay for Good had already done. They attended that barbecue and enjoyed themselves, saw the success in that, and saw the opportunity for students to be able to come to something like that, maybe if they didn't necessarily have or feel comfortable yet with the parent support. So that's really where the idea of the barbecue came from. That came from the kids themselves. And I would say that was one of the more successful events that we've had. So
that's great to hear. I personally was there, and I thought it was a fantastic event. And I know talking to some of the kids and some of the families there, that they were very happy that you guys were able to pull something like that together. And just it was a very come-as-you-are type of experience.
Right.
It was great. So going back to the meetings themselves, so who can attend your meetings?
Everyone. All are welcome. So PFLAG, as Tracy just stated, was intended for families. In its beginning, it was a mom that created the organization to support her son and knew that there were more families out there that needed that kind of support. So PFLAG at its core is really intended to help support families. But all are welcome to come to a PFLAG meeting. And we've had a variety of different attendees at the meetings. Yeah.
So, Tracy, how did you become involved with the organization?
I have family members that are on the LGBTQ spectrum. And when my loved ones came out to me, I didn't have anywhere to turn. I looked online. I found PFLAG. And then after talking to several people in the community, I realized that we need that here. And we got together and started the chapter, and it's been a success. It really helped me to help other people and support other people. It made me feel better about my family members being on the spectrum and made me feel empowered and not so worried about them.
And being a high school teacher for 22 years now, really identifying that there is a need for GSAs and a need for community outreach that extend beyond the classroom. So being able to be part of PFLAG is something that's really important to me because I'm able to bring that back to the high school and to the students and their families.
And for those that may not know what a GSA is or what the acronym stands for, can you maybe elaborate a little bit more on that?
The Gender Sexuality Alliance organizations, and I believe almost all the schools in the Roaring Fork Valley have a chapter established, and we have really great resources of people in the valley that are connecting these chapters together. So I know that in the Roaring Fork Valley, we try to do things to connect these kids together, but there's also things that happen as a Western Slope and then even throughout the state of Colorado that are successful as well.
It sounds like we're really trying to create a lot of synergy here in the valley between all the different LGBT resources.
I feel like that's really happening. I feel that PFLAG in combination for Gay for Good and Aspen Out and some of the mental health options that we're trying to grow and the medical options as well. It's really, it's a lot of synergy.
Great. Thanks for expanding upon that. So what are some of the successes you've seen in the past 2 years since you formed the chapter? I know we talked about the barbecue. That seemed like it was a great success. What are some other successes you guys have had?
Well, I see it with the families walking in, and they're confused and scared, and they don't really know what to do for their loved ones or their friends or themselves. And they meet new friends, and they connect with each other. And they get information, they have resources to go to, and I just see it within the families.
Yeah, and I can expand a little bit on that. I think that at first, initially, some families, they want to be super supportive, but that there's a process that comes along with that. And I think for some of the families that are questioning what's happening, maybe unsure what to do next, I think having that support, knowing they're not alone, is really an essential component of that. So when they come to meetings, they're able to talk to other families that are experiencing similar type differences and things that are going on within their family. I think that kind of support is imperative and really important. Something else that we're trying to work on, because we are in a small little valley, we don't necessarily have all the same resources. And this is true for all of our healthcare. Denver is sort of the go-to place. And Denver does have a clinic. It's the True Gender Clinic in Denver with some doctors such as Dr. Reardon who specialize in LGBTQ youth changes and things that are happening. So they have that resource in Denver, and we have really tried to bring some of those resources to the Roaring Fork Valley. In fact, we had the pleasure of having Dr. Reardon come visit. I don't know if it was the fly fishing that was attractive to him to come to the valley, or the fact that several of his patients are in the valley and he wanting to really grow that connection here. So we are working with the True Gender Clinic in Denver, specifically with Dr. Reardon and the resources that he's offering, and trying to really build those options for families, because being able to travel to the Denver area is a luxury that not all families have. So we're really trying to work hard to bring some of those same resources to our valley from Denver.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, a three-hour drive to go get to see a doctor seems a bit extreme for some people, and probably a bit cost prohibitive for others. And so it's great that we have that as a resource. And it's great that you came here and visit our valley.
It's not always easy with the weather.
Yeah, well, and the weather too.
So, yeah, so we're really trying to work toward expanding those possibilities and options for families so they don't have to go to Denver. And even if they do go to Denver, being able to limit that to maybe once a year and then having the resources that they would need throughout the year with their primary care physicians and some of the healthcare professionals that we're trying to grow this program with.
Great. Thank you. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Dimensions University on the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. This program is supported by Gay for Good Rocky Mountains and sponsored by Aspen Out. So I know we've talked about Gay for Good and Aspen Out. So how is PFLAG different?
I think it's more the families. So like I mentioned, PFLAG at its core was really established to help families. It was established by a mom to support her son. And so I think that it's really geared more toward a family outlook, whereas I know Aspen Out is a huge organization, very well known in this valley. Everyone's familiar with Gay Ski Week and what they do. Gay for Good, also an amazing organization, and we're happy to partner with them. But meeting the needs of youth is sometimes something very specific. And I think that PFLAG is really intended to help support that population. Although it is not limited to just supporting that particular family unit, it's really geared toward finding resources and help and support for those individuals.
So what do you want our listeners to take away from our conversation today?
I want the listeners to know that if they or anyone they know needs support, PFLAG is here. And it's easy to get in touch with us. You can email us. You can call us. We're here for you. And we want people to know that they're not alone.
Yeah, and each month we try to tailor the theme of our meetings to what people need. And so if anyone is in need in the valley, you know, letting us know, if they're not yet comfortable coming to a meeting, or especially the youth, maybe they're not ready to be public yet or come out and publicly ask for help, just sending an email or letting us know that they're there. And we can really tailor what we do each month to support those individual needs. So there's flexibility in what we do month to month. We are not, we're not stuck in having to do things a certain way. So we are really there to tailor to the needs of what people really need.
So what do you think is your biggest challenge or opportunity at this point with PFLAG?
Communication, I think, because we are targeting a population that doesn't use Facebook, and that's how we really have established and set up our communication. We are trying to reach out to the schools through the GSAs, connecting everybody in the valley, but we've kind of seen that that's problematic. Although our valley is a tight valley and we're a very supportive valley, we're spread out. And so I don't feel that we're necessarily reaching out to all that could be benefiting from PFLAG, especially once you get past Glenwood and keep going down. So the valley is wide, and it's difficult sometimes to get that communication out logistically. So I would say that's one of the things that I've come across as being problematic.
Yeah, and then it seems like some people have a hard time getting to the meetings. You know, if someone lives in Glenwood and we try to be central and Basalt, they're driving an hour in rush hour sometimes. And we've had some people ask if we could have some meetings down in Glenwood, but then we might not get the Upper Valley. So that seems to be an issue that we're working on.
Yeah, the last meeting we had was the first meeting we had that wasn't in a designated space. And one of the things that we were concerned about is we made flyers and sent those out, and we were concerned if somebody saw the flyer, and that's how they got the communication about the meeting, whether or not they would know that there was a new meeting location. So we piloted that the last meeting with the barbecue and really focusing on the interest of the youth and what the kids wanted. And we posted a flyer on the door. I don't know. We didn't ask everybody that came, but I don't know that anyone went to our old location. And so knowing that, I think that in the future, as we move forward, we are going to try to move the location of our meeting so that we can meet the needs of people at all parts of the valley, especially in the areas where we're not really currently reaching a larger audience.
And it definitely sounds like an opportunity. But possibly one of the challenges with that is that it would need to be a free space, correct? Because you're a nonprofit, you don't raise funds typically, so it would have to be a similar to what the church does in Basalt, where they give you the space for free once a month. You would need something similar, it sounds like.
Nothing has been free, but it's been next to free. I would say that fundraising is not my specialty.
Nor mine.
So we're working on that. We do operate on a very, very minimal budget. Our hearts go into helping and not necessarily looking at it as in a business sense. That might be something that also could go under the category of challenges for us in operating a nonprofit, because you do have to have, even nonprofits have to have some sort of income for simple things, hosting our website, the P.O. box, locations, but our budget is minimal. But yes, to move the meetings, we always look at places that are next to free or free. Or when we did the bowling, where parents can come and pay for their kids to bowl. Or Aspen Out has been hugely supportive in some of the events that we're hosting as well, too. But we don't want to continue to have to go to the same source. So, right. Yeah. Right.
So is there anything else you'd want to add before we sign off today?
We just appreciate this opportunity, any opportunity we have to get the word out about PFLAG. I don't know that a lot of people are familiar with PFLAG, although coming from a larger city, knowing that that is one of the go-to organizations for LGBTQ, that's why Tracy and I really felt it was important to have a PFLAG chapter here in the Valley. So anything that we can do to get our name out there, to raise awareness, and to most importantly, meet the needs of those who really need the support. So we appreciate you hosting us. I think this is one avenue. That would be a great avenue to try to reach out to an audience. And we really hope that we can continue to grow so we can continue to support.
And can you remind us again the meeting times and the meeting place?
Well, right now, we're at the St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Basalt from 6 to 7 p.m. every third Wednesday of the month. And if we're having our meetings in a different location, we're going to be posting that on social media and then maybe have it on the door of the Episcopal Church. We're going to try to, like I said, have our meetings at different venues. So we're planning for that in the future, and hopefully we'll know sooner than later.
Yeah, I think for anyone who is interested, Facebook is really the tool that we're using to reach out to that. And we do have an email list of people who have already subscribed to PFLAG, and we do send out communications that way. So we have an email list. If anyone is interested, they can reach out to us on our website. They can reach out to us through Facebook. We can add them if they're interested in being part of the PFLAG communications, and we can send that out. So when we have meetings in alternate locations, those are the two main ways that we send out that communication, through email, and then we post it on Facebook. And Gay for Good's really good about reposting it on theirs as well, too. So,
great. So you've been listening to Dimensions University on the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. This program is supported by Gay for Good and sponsored by Aspen Out. We've been talking with Sherry Smith and Tracy Altmeyer of PFLAG of the Roaring Fork Valley. For more information about PFLAG of the Roaring Fork Valley, visit pflagrfv.org. Thanks so much to our sponsor, Aspen Out. For more information about Aspen Out, visit aspenout.org. If you'd like more information about Gay for Good of the Rocky Mountains, and their upcoming events, visit gayforgood.org/Rocky Mountains. Thanks again for listening to Dimensions University on the Andy Zinga Youth Empowerment Program.
Singing a song, and you want other people to sing along, and just sing what you feel. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're trying to paint a picture, but you're not sure which colors belong, just paint what you see. Don't let anyone say it's wrong. And if you're strung out like a kite, or stung awake in the night, it's alright to be frightened. When there's a light, what light? When there's a light, what light? When there's a light, white light inside of you. You think you might need somebody to pick you up when you drag. Don't lose sight of yourself. Don't let anyone change your back. And if the whole world's singing your songs, and all of your paintings have been hung, just remember what was yours is everyone's from now on. And that's not wrong or right, but you can struggle with it all you like. You're gonna get uptight. When there's a light, what light? There's a light, what light? There's a light, white light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, one light. There's a light, white light. There's a light.